Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we turn away from the Mojave Desert and head out into the Great Plains to investigate an invention that changed the face of the American West. An invention called barbed wire. When someone mentions the Great Plains, it usually invokes images of great tracts of open lands, the amber waves of grain, the buffalo roaming, and skies that just aren't cloudy all day. Well, it may have been like that back in the 1800s, but as the 1870s rolled around, things started to change. A lot of that change was thanks to a guy named Joseph Glidden. Joseph Glidden holds the distinction of being the man who invented barbed wire. Like many inventions, his ideas were based on the work that came before him, but he was the one who actually created the barbs that lend their name to the product. But why was barbed wire so important? To learn the answer, we have to take a look at the state of the Great Plains in the 1870s. Sure, we like to imagine that the West was always an untamed wilderness, but as I discussed in yesterday's episode, by this point in time, most of the West was pretty well explored. Ranchers and homesteaders were firmly ensconced in their lifestyles on the plains, largely revolving around raising cattle, hence the development of cowboys. With all these cattle farmers competing for space on the plains, though, it was tough for everyone to keep their property lines established. That's where the barbed wire comes in. Landowners started fencing off their land with the wire, keeping competing livestock owners as cattle off their property. This was great for the more well-to-do mega cattle farmers, but for the everyday farmer, this was a big problem. They had come to depend on the open plain to provide food for their ever-growing stock of cattle. So they would just cut the fences and walk on through with their cattle to find grazing lands. This conflict escalated until fighting broke out and the range wars erupted in the early 1880s, centered mostly in Texas. Eventually, in 1884, Texas passed a law which made cutting wire fences a felony, and that helped stem the outbreak of vigilante violence. But by passing that law, the state was symbolically supporting the fencing up of the Great Plain. Sure, there may still be skies that aren't cloudy all day, but below that open sky is land cut up and divided. In the 1800s, the Great Plains were officially and legally closed. Thanks for tuning into episode 23 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea for an episode or a theme week, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And as I've said, please send me your show ideas because in a couple weeks, I'll be having a listener theme week where each day I cover a different topic or idea that a listener sends me. I'm always looking for more, so send them to me at the sean@dailybrainwave.com address. You can find me on Twitter as Daily Brainwave. And also don't forget to review the podcast on Zune or iTunes or wherever you downloaded it from. And also make sure you come back tomorrow as we hop on a stagecoach and head down to San Francisco to meet a British immigrant who declared himself Emperor of the United States.